I'm Trace Yellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. Senator, a majority of the Democrats in the Senate Ways and Means Committee passed Senate Bill 5096. It's being called a capital gains tax, but really isn't the bill just another try at a state income tax? And what's different about this bill from past income tax bills?
They refer to it as an excise tax, but when you check with the IRS or any other state in the country that does exactly the same thing, they call it an income tax. It's very clearly an income tax. And it's a little disappointing that after the many times, I think we're up over six times, the voters have rejected income tax. Here we are yet again, you know, the Senate majority Democrats are talking about putting an income tax in place. What's really unusual and frankly egregious this time is they've placed an emergency clause on the bill so that it goes into effect immediately after the governor signs it, essentially eliminating the prospects of a referendum that would go to the voters and give them a chance to weigh in on this income tax. The tax does not even go into effect until January of 2022, and we don't start collecting on the tax until 2023. There's nothing emergency about this. This is simply an attempt by the majority Democrats to pass an income tax, avoid a referendum where the voters get to weigh in, and get it right to the Supreme Court, where frankly they hope their friends in the state Supreme Court will undo almost a century of precedent and allow a income tax.
The new Senate Republican budget proposal is an operating budget, but there's an important piece that has to do with funding transportation projects. How would this work, and how would it benefit the people who use our roads?
One thing that is unique and enormous and long-term reform to the way we pay for transportation is the shift over the next 5 years of all sales tax paid on motor vehicles to the transportation budget. Very common sense. You buy a vehicle, you pay sales tax. It's very logical that sales tax would go to maintain the roads, the bridges, the transportation infrastructure that you rely on to drive that vehicle. We do it in a way that shifts it over time. We have very little effect on the operating budget. We get away from three decades of ramping up the gas tax, or if not the highest, one of the highest in the country, and bonding on that gas tax. And we know it's not sustainable. Gas tax continues to decline over time. We know it won't be there in the future. So now's the time to switch to a longer, more sustainable funding mechanism.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.